starting in verse 3 of 2 Peter, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Yeah. For this very reason, make every effort.
Okay, so I hear that, and I'm not trying to be cynical here.
No, I appreciate your
Oh, you might not.
No, I do, George.
That might have been very premature in your part.
All right, let me back
up. But I read it, and I go, okay, I should be feeling different than I am, and I'm not, and this makes it worse. I get God is great, and He created the universe, and He has a special plan for me. But as I would say, and I'm play-acting a little here, obviously, I'm not feeling it right now. What do you do then?
Yeah.
Is that fair, Billy?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. The truth is, in the moment when your body's on fire, you're not going to feel that at all. You're not going to feel that love, that place of acceptance. Right now, you are feeling the pain again. You're feeling the trauma again. You're being re-exposed. So in that moment, these truths feel far away. And so what we want to do in that moment is recognize, yeah, in that moment, here's what I'm going through. And I acknowledge step one. And right now I'm powerless over this because of the trauma I've went through, and I'm scared.
Right. Yeah.
So, but just that acknowledgement does what I call in a lot of my anxiety work that I do with people is slows the game down so that we're not acting out of that restlessness and the fear, because that's when people use. That's when people continue down the cycle to the abyss emotionally, is when they just use from that place of fear. Does that make sense? So instead of when we're in that moment of trauma, if we can learn slowly how to slow it down and say, wait a minute, I can – because a lot of people that are like this are the people-pleaser types. And we talked about – Bill and I talked about this on an earlier show where, you know, we're just pleaser types. And so they continue to live with somebody that's narcissistic and continue to dominate them. And so they need to have their voice and speak their truth. I've worked with a lot of people who have been through a lot of trauma in their life, and they're alcoholics, or they're – using some kind of substance to medicate their pain from the trauma they've been through, and they're still living in the same kind of situation. So their triggers are happening every day.
Okay.
So now what they have to do is know these truths and make every effort to speak the truth in love and say, don't talk to me like that again. Or here's my feeling about this situation. So when they start breathing out truth, then the lies get a little quieter. Okay? But when we make our decision when we're hurt and when we feel all the trauma, when we make our decisions there, that's when I'm most vulnerable to keep the pattern going. So I got to slow it down. What's my truth? Because now I'm a big person, and I have what's available to me is God's resources, is to say, I don't have to be defined by the traumas anymore. I still feel it. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with me. I've been re-exposed to something that reminds me of this. So that's not strange or weird. I'm not backsliding. I'm just in that normal place. But now I've got some tools so I can start to make every effort to tell myself what my truth is. And it's different for everybody. It could be telling yourself the truth to speak your truth to that person you're living with that's being abusive. It could speak your truth that, hey, I want to get away from that past abuse that I went through, and I want to live this victorious life I have now. Or the truth is, I've got a really good story going now with God, and it's not a step back for me to be triggered. If there's only one thing I could leave with people today, is that when you get triggered by something that reminds you of an earlier trauma, that's not a step back. It isn't. It's just a part of what's normal when you're re-exposed to something. It reminds you of something scary that happened to you. So we have to rid ourselves of, well, that doesn't mean I'm not a strong Christian if I feel those things again. No, you're a wonderful beloved of God. And it's okay, but now you can slow things down enough to say, okay, I'm feeling scared again. What are some steps for me to make me feel less scared now?